From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is assuring Germans of America's continuing unity and cooperation with Europe. The U.S. leader chose Germany as the main stop in his final overseas tour as president. Mr. Obama called on his successor, Donald Trump, to stand up to Russia while seeking areas of cooperation.
Finding areas where we can cooperate with Russia, where our values and interests align, but that the president-elect also is willing to stand up to Russia where they are deviating from our values and international norms.
Mr. Obama made his remarks during a news conference Thursday with German Chancellor Angela Merkel in Berlin. The president sought to calm European leaders who are nervous about a feared turn toward isolationism following the election of Donald Trump. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met Thursday with key advisors and candidates for top jobs in his upcoming administration. Trump in New York met with his first foreign visitor, Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Mr. Abe called his talks with Trump really cordial. He called Trump a leader in whom he can have a great confidence. The president-elect's transition team has submitted paperwork that will allow them to get briefings from the White House. Meanwhile, a Pentagon official says the transition team has contacted the Defense Department and hopes to begin a planned future of meetings on Friday. Donald Trump plans to meet this weekend with former Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. Romney was an outspoken opponent of Trump during the recent political campaign, but reports say he may be in line to be Secretary of State. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Delegates meeting at a UN climate conference in Morocco Thursday called on the world to make the highest political commitment to fight climate change. They said the move away from carbon-emitting fossil fuels toward renewable energy sources is irreversible. The meeting was called to set a timetable for carrying out the Paris Climate Change Agreement. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says he will toss out the Paris Agreement. He has championed more gas and oil exploration and has promised to revive the U.S. coal industry. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is portraying his country's airstrikes in Syria as limited amid reports on Thursday of heavy casualties in the eastern part of the country. The Russian diplomat spoke to reporters on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Summit in Peru following a private meeting with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry.
We talked about every aspect of Aleppo. The Prime Minister says there isn't bombing. Is that accurate?
Yeah, we are only, our Air Force and the Syrian Air Force only work in the provinces of Idlib and Homs to prevent the ISIL who might be leaving Mosul from getting to Syria.
Syrian activists and rescue workers said airstrikes in Aleppo killed more than 20 people on Thursday amid a major Syrian and Russian offensive in opposition-held areas of Syria. Head of the U.S. Central Bank, Janet Yellen, says an improving economy could lead to an interest rate hike.
And that such an increase could well become appropriate relatively soon if incoming data provides some further evidence of continued progress toward the committee's objectives.
Yellen spoke to a key congressional committee Thursday, saying any interest rate increases are likely to be gradual. Many economists say a rate increase might come at the Fed's next meeting in mid-December. The U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power told the United Nations Security Council Thursday that her government will put forward a proposal to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. The embargo will target those responsible for recent violence in the country. South Sudan has been mired in a political conflict since December of 2013. Getting the council to agree to sanctions may be difficult, with some council members fearing that such a measure would be difficult to enforce and that it would favor the opposition. A South Sudan envoy told council members that denying his government the means to protect and defend its citizens and its borders would undermine its sovereignty. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.